the Michigan State Series. Everybody keeps talking about that, the Michigan State Series down there at East Lansing, and be the first time I'll be in that rink, and I can't wait to watch us play those guys.
Well, and they've made this summer, they're going through quite a few renovations in Mount Ice Arena, so it'll be new for me, too. I haven't been there for a while, but no, exciting. We haven't been, I don't know when the last time we played at Michigan State in Mount Ice Arena is, so... someone will look that up and tell us, I'm sure. But, no, it'll be exciting. You know, we had them up here a couple of years ago, so this is part of the return trip down there. And we'll look forward to it and playing a Big Ten team. And their building's always exciting for our program. It's a good place to play. We have a tremendous alumni following down in that corridor of lower Michigan. So we'll have a number of people, I'm sure, come on out and support the team. So it's also good for us recruiting, you know, to get down there and into the lower Michigan area. And, you know, recruits will be, I'm sure, they'll have kids over at the game. And, you know, at least people can identify with us and track us and follow us. So I think it's good we continue to try and play games down there.
And much like a couple of years ago, or was it last year? Last year? With Michigan, we know we're playing them three times in 1 year,
right?
Because we're going to play State the first game of the GLI.
Yeah, we are. We play Michigan State, obviously, down there. And then just the way the schedule works, we get them in the GLI the first game this year. So it's a little mini series, I guess, of some sort. But we'll look forward to it. I know they're going to have an improved team this year, too. I really like the job that Tom Anastas and Tom Newton and Kelly Miller have done on the recruiting front. And you know, they're making some strides there. So they'll be tough games, but like I said, I know our guys will be excited when we go down there and play them.
And Michigan, Minnesota State, the team that has become our big rival now. We don't have to go there finally. They will come up to our place in January, the week after the Arizona series, the 15th and 16th of January. That'll be an exciting series.
That'll be a great series. I mean, I'm sure at that point of the year there'll be a lot online, you know, a lot on the line, and that will really kick off our you know, our league schedule for the second half of the year. So what better way to open up than, you know, with Minnesota State. So they'll have another good team again this year. I see congrats to Mike Hastings, their coach, just signed
another extension.
Eight-year contract extension. So it sounds like he's going to be there for
a
while.
That's a lot of love from the university right there.
Well, it is, and I think that's tremendous. I think there's some, like we've talked about, some really good coaches in this league, and I think it all starts there. And you know, obviously attracting very good players, but, you know, Chris Bergeron got a 5-year extension at Bowling Green. He's done a tremendous job at Bowling Green, bringing the program back where they're talking about, you know, just getting rid of it. So he's done a fantastic job there. But like I said, there's some tremendous coaches in this league, and continues to make things, you know, harder and tougher, and we have to make sure that we continue to get better. So yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be another great year. I think everybody in the league, as I'm looking at the teams in our league and the rosters and the players they're recruiting, have all made some good strides. I mean, Alabama Huntsville continues to get better. You know, Damon's done a good job on Lake Superior, and the players he's bringing in and transforming it from a to the team that he wants, right? I guess. And so they've done a good job there. And, you know, obviously, you know, Alaska schools continue to get better. And Sullivan, they're making renovations in their building, too. So it's going to be another exciting year, right from the drop of the puck till the final game. And still two teams in our league won't make the playoffs. And we're the only league in college hockey that does that. So it really puts an emphasis more so on every league game and the points and how important it is.
Our tickets are on sale. Season tickets are on sale for Michigan Tech hockey, and we want people to get them as early as possible. Get the best seats that you can, and enjoy the season.
Well, yeah, we had a tremendous support, you know, when they ran the promotion there. I think it was all of, I don't know if it was May or, yeah, it must have been all May that they ran the promotion. So we had a tremendous turnout for that, and I know, I think season tickets are up, I want to say like 20% or something like that. So, but I'm sure
that's great.
Oh, it's tremendous. And, you know, there's still some good seats available. So I'd get yours before the season starts. And it's going to be another exciting year of Michigan Tech hockey, that's for sure. So I can't wait. You know, it's, you know, ran into, like I said, a couple of guys yesterday, just got back into town, and they look fantastic. And they are all excited because they're going to work, like I said, the hockey camp. So if anybody has a young person, a boy or girl, they'd like to put in the Michigan Tech summer hockey camp, that's going to be starting next week, so if it runs for 3 weeks. So get over there and get on the ice, and most of our players that are in town will be there working it. So you know, like Alex Gillies and Tyler Hainan and all these different guys. I think Brett Olson is coming back to work.
Oh, is that right?
And I think Tanner Carroll's going to be working. So we've got some tremendous instructors that are willing to help the boys and girls with their hockey skills.
I almost forgot about one question. It was a verbal question to me in my ear last night from Mikey Stevens. He says, when is his job going to become a full-time job? That's what you wanted me to ask. He was joking.
Yeah, Mikey. Well, keep working hard, buddy, and we'll see what we can do. So, no, we've got a great staff, you know, with Mike Stevens.
He did a great job on that
video. Oh, we had a great video. Yeah, we had a little send-off for Coach McCault last night, and I just want to say thank you to the B&B. They came forward and offered to sponsor it, and we had some good food from the Ambassador Restaurant, and a nice cake made by Pete Palazzaro's wife. It was tremendous. So
it was
a nice turnout and nice send off for Billy. And we had a little video there, so it was pretty funny.
I had never. By the way, there's a big hit Billy McCault hitting Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky is about 2 or 3 feet off of the boards. Very dangerous situation there. I had never seen that hit before. I had seen all the other clips before, but I had not seen that one. That was pretty awesome.
It's funny. I think we're going to try and get it up on Twitter or something like that so people can take a look at the video. But it just gives a snapshot of Billy from his playing days at Michigan through playing pro to coaching here at Tech and whatnot. I thought it was a good little video. So we didn't quite roast him, but it was good. So, we had a lot of fun there last night. And Brian Brewster, unfortunately, couldn't be there. He's over in Finland.
I know.
Our athletic trainer is over in Finland, so he's working on his Finnish so he can come back here and shoot the breeze with a few of the old Finlanders. But he was with the inline skating team, and they lost to lost in the quarterfinals, mm-hmm. so tough, but he wasn't there. And also, Brian Brewster will be with the World Junior
team. Which is great. I mean,
next year, he got invited to be the athletic trainer on that team, and it's a great experience, and that's one of the other things we talk about. They're trying to promote all our people to have experiences like that. So we'll miss Brian at the GLI next year, but he'll be over and Finland with the top under 20-year-old players in the world.
So sure, great experience. As long as he gets back for the Arizona trip, he's probably worried about that.
Well, he's trying to figure out if he can go straight from Helsinki to Phoenix. So he's working on that already. So, but tremendous honor for him. Twice in Finland. You know, he's over there the summer and go back in the winter. So.
All right, we're almost out of time, Coach, but we still are without an assistant coach. Do you have any idea timeline-wise when you want to get this done?
I think the job will be posted Monday, and hopefully we can pick two or three people, depending on the applicants for phone interviews, maybe bring one or two up for an interview and get it done. So I'm hoping 2 to 3 weeks at max and try and get them on board as soon as we can because the season's fast approaching, Dirk. So.
Now, do you get stressed out about this? I mean, it's the second year you've had to do this now in a row.
Not really. I mean, we had Nick Laurel Lee. I mean, we've had a strength and conditioning coach leave. A number of people have, moved on to other things. So it is what it is.
But, you're recruiting guys that are – you're hiring guys that are going to do your recruiting.
Well, it's an important hire. That's why you take your time with it. So I don't really get stressed out because I really like the applicants that we have at this point. It's not that maybe they're not going to take it, but I think they will. It's a great opportunity. Michigan Tech's a great opportunity for any coach who wants to get involved and stay involved in college hockey.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot. We'll do it again soon here in this summer and get caught up on Michigan Tech again. But I think we kind of got up to speed on everything else that's been going on.
Well, we did. There's a lot going on. We probably missed on some things. But, we'll get another show going here before the season. But I just want all our fans and listeners out there to have a great rest of the summer. Hopefully have some nice weather. We can get outside and enjoy the great scenery and surroundings of the Copper Country.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk.
That's Coach Mel Pearson here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And again, for more information on Michigan Tech hockey, just log on to MichiganTechHuskies.com.
WKMJ. Play action pass. Looking for Fox. Intercepted. Fred Gervais. One up, has a man, Andrew Clark, touchdown, Husky!
Now over on the left side, Ward, kill time! Kill time! Kill time!
Batan at the point, hard shot, rebound there for Valdez, kill shoot, score! Valdez with a great goal!
Back across the line, going to the front of the net, in front of the shot, saved by Phillips!
Gardner will fire a deep three, got it at the buzzer! Outside, home!